Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
What do you need, son?
Need to borrow your bow.
Let's drop some lead on those motherfuckers.
Light them up.
They ain't gonna sink this battleship, no way.
This one's for you, Chappie.
This is Iron Eagle. I am the flight leader of an American assault force.
Sent to recover Colonel Ted Masters, whom you are unlawfully holding prisoner.
I've been to Ted!
No way.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Well, boys, I reckon this is it. Nuclear combat toe-to-toe with the Ruskies.
Hey, what about Major Kong?
We are here and we are better because of your leadership, and I have learned much from you that I will take forward, and I appreciate your time and investment. The same can be said for Colonel Farrell, who hired me, Chief Kane, who has since retired, and Chief Rosa. Chief Rosa, for the last time, the Yankees suck. I say that with full awareness of where the Red Sox are in the standings currently.
I love Seamus. This is Colonel Shane Moscato. He is the now former commanding officer of the 479th Flying Training Group here at NES Pensacola. This was his change of command ceremony where, and he is from Boston. That's why, you know, Yankees suck, of course, is obviously what he's going to say. I love him in spite of him being a Red Sox fan. I can be friends with Red Sox fans. It's the hardest of my friendships, but, you know, it is possible to be done. You know, Seamus has been on this show several times, and we've talked with him and, you know, played clips by him because he was running the 479th for several years and even got a Legion of Merit for his work here. Cutting work hours for the training staff, modernizing the training curriculum, retiring the T1 Jayhawk, all kinds of things that he did. Now, if you do not know, and I do not assume that you do, because I understand that many people, even people who live here for a long time, may not know, we have a major training element at NAS Pensacola that is Air Force. And you're like, I don't understand that. Well, I understand, but, you know, the Navy owns the land. The base, they operate the base, which is like a city. Mama-san, you know, Captain Newman is the commanding officer, like the mayor of the city. Okay, she operates the installation. On that installation, you have a whole variety of operations. Very few of which are even under her control. She just runs the kind of the operational elements there. You know, the museum is run by the museum, and then there's the foundation, and then there's the lighthouse, then there's the Blue Angels, which do not report to her. Then there's the MATSEGs, you know, the training groups for the Marines that do not report to her. And anyway, you also have Training Air Wing 6, which trains all of your backseaters for the Navy. So think of, like, in Top Gun, your Goose, okay? The backseater is for the Navy, gets trained there, the Naval Flight Officers, they call them technically. And you know, all of the Naval Flight Officers for the entire Navy get trained there. And they go on to all kinds of different things, but they are training Air Wing 6. That's when you see the Goshawk, that T-45 jet flying around, the white and red jet flying, that's training jet for the Navy. Well, the Air Force does the same thing here at NES Pensacola. They, you know, it makes sense because you've got the two backseater, or for the Air Force, it's called combat systems officers, weapon systems officers, a little bit more specialized. But, the, you know, those are the folks who drop the bombs and fire the missiles and not do the, like, the air-to-air combat stuff, like that would be the pilot. But all of the additional things, the electronic warfare, all of that stuff is done for the Air Force, for all of their WIZOs, all their CISOs, is done here at NES Pensacola, about 400 a year that they train. It's about 300, 350, something like that. People work for this element. They fly the Texan, Okay, that's the T-6 that you hear that you see from Whiting Field. That's the propeller turbojet. That's one of their initial flight phases. They used to fly the T-1 Jayhawk. They've replaced that with the simulator. And also, here I'm not sure. I thought it was supposed to be replaced with a new jet. I've read differing accounts, so I'm not quite sure where that stands. I apologize. I can't tell you better. But in any case, you know, they train all sorts of folks here, and it's something that a lot of folks don't really know, and that's why I try to teach it, because I think it's cool that all of your combat systems officers for the entire Air Force come through, just like all the rotary pilots, just like all the regular pilots for the Navy and the Marines and the Coast Guard. Anyway, back to Colonel Shane Moscato, call sign Seamus, his sort of final remarks as the commanding officer outgoing.
For the triad, what a team. Bobby and Shay, a thank you is not enough. We often said that we were like siblings who got stuff done, although we did not use the word stuff. You did not always agree with me. And because of that, I could not have asked for a better team to give me advice by my side. That is truly the best thing that I could have had, and I appreciate your guidance, your assistance, and your direction. Bobby, thank you for the laughs and teaching me how to sneak bags of tea out of the Admiral's Lounge. As far as I know, I still haven't been banned from the Admiral's Lounge. And Shay, thank you for the direction and for the feedback. It was persistent, deserved, and for the most part, wanted.
I love the note that they disagreed with him and that he appreciated that, because that is what you need from a team. You need people who are going to disagree with you and challenge you when you're wrong or correct you or make you ask the question. Like in a marriage, you know, spouses help you make better decisions because they don't always agree with you. That's good. That's a benefit. Also, just a note, I had not realized this. John, I was doing a bunch of research around this change of command for things I wasn't sure about. So, because for the command triad, he seemed to not be talking to other officers, and it's true. The command triad for the Navy, when you have, like, for the Blue Angels, you have a commanding officer and an XO, an executive officer, are both officers, and then you have the senior enlisted, okay? I think that's usually command master sergeant, if I'm not mistaken. Master chief, excuse me, in the Navy. In the Air Force, what you have is the commanding officer, a senior enlisted officer who's a subject matter expert, and the first sergeant who's responsible for the health and welfare of all the enlisted. So it's one officer to enlisted versus two officers to one enlisted. I just thought that's an interesting difference that I didn't know until I was, you know, looking into
it. That
is
interesting.
Yeah, I wonder which one. I don't know the advantages and disadvantages of that different way of doing things, right. But it's a fascinating distinction, right? John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Still rolling accident-free and delay-free. Everything is looking good so far this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. All right, back to the change of command ceremony that took place recently for the 479th Flying Training Group that trains all of your CISOs for the Air Force, and the outgoing commanding officer, Seamus, Colonel Shane Moscato.
My family, this is the first ceremony of mine where neither of my parents are present to witness this, but they are represented by a bag of pasta and a gift from the Irish ambassador to JFK in 1961, or at least its offspring in the front row. Hopefully that continue to make them proud.
I love it when an officer almost loses it, because you can hear all the emotion and parents and, you know, missing parents and just all of that.
To Casey, Abigail, and Jennifer, you all provided me years of support and sacrifice in my career. Abigail and Casey, I'm proud of the adults you have become. Casey, as you head off to university in Scotland, and Abby, as you wrap up your schooling, and I will soon work for you someday, know that your resilience has prepared you for the road ahead. To Jennifer, another adventure awaits us, because as a standard, your support has been persistent. Thank you for being the hand at the end of my kite string, allowing me to fly while keeping me grounded. I love you.
Oh, man. How many of us who are, like, outgoing, you know, public-facing folks appreciate that? I've often said that I was the balloon and my wife was my brick, keeping me grounded for sure.
During our time here, we right-sized the syllabus when higher headquarters changed the resources we had available. We brought initial flying training back into the program to ensure all of our lieutenants joining the program have a fundamental understanding and foundation of aviation.
Yeah, that's certainly something they didn't gain part of that Legion of Merit Award.
We, on the Panhandle of Florida, weathered a blizzard, which I did not know, and my son was very upset that we had snow days and he didn't while he was at school in Massachusetts. We initiated an Aviator for a Day program, bringing children who were struggling in life here to understand the beauty of flight and giving them opportunity for a day.
I love that. It's more of that community outreach and helping kids dream and be exposed to something that would just kind of open their eyes, even a crack, be like, oh my goodness, all of that. Because, you know, we do have a 4-star Air Force general from here, and it wouldn't be such a terrible thing if kids in underprivileged areas and have maybe never been to the base, you know, just for a day, they come out there and like, oh my God, I could do this. Maybe you can. Certainly you could if you work at it.
What we did is we winged scissors. We built airmanship. We built mission planning skills. We built electromagnetic spectrum professionals. They are all formal training unit ready because of you.
Absolutely. We build warriors. We build things that kill other people in defense of the country.
Bobcat, you are ready. And rest assured, the Force Layer Knife Flying Training Group has the expertise to get the job done. I look forward to seeing where you and Rachel take the group and lead them well. On that note, and for the last time, Raider 01 is mission complete. Believe in Boston, and Seamus out.
I'll just skip over the believe in Boston part. So they read orders for the new incoming commanding officer, Colonel Scott Thompson, call sign Bobcat.
By direction of the President, Colonel Scott M. Thompson is appointed Commander, 479th Flying Training Group, effective 5 June 2026.
And again, if you're just joining us, I don't want you to be left out. This is a major training component at NAS Pensacola for all of the combat systems officers for the entire Air Force, and nobody ever talks. If I hadn't have done the like Tenant Command series, I wouldn't have even known myself. And that's why we do this, is because I think it's important to understand the economic impact, the role we have in training our warriors. Just, you know, if you see airmen around town, they're not out of place. They're here for a reason.
For 27 years, my wife Rachel has been the best friend and foremost supporter. During college, when I was considering a commission, I asked her if she would be interested in military life. Then and now, I could only couldn't imagine a career without her support. Wife?
I love that. Wife?
You are the best and most resilient. The best and most resilient moments of my life are because of you. We've had deployments, unrelenting TDYs, medical curveballs, strings of one-year assignments over and over again, and while being separated by family for nearly all of it. Through it all, you've maintained passion for the mission and our Air Force family. I love you.
Love it. Welcome to you, Rachel. Welcome to Colonel Thompson.
In our house, PCSs are like children. After a certain number, you just lose track. So
true.
Fortunately, our children have an independence, a resilience, and sense of adventure that only comes from being military kids. Loveys, I'm proud to be your dad. I'm inspired by your creativity, your adeptness, your compassion, and your enthusiasm every day. You didn't choose to be part of this life, but you are better for it. And congrats on being part of something really special in the 479th.
All right, now this next part I play only because it's a great little peek inside of military culture, which if you're you've been in the military, this will all seem very normal to you. And if you're not in the military, you're like, what did he say? But that's okay. You just listen.
Rachel and I are grateful for lifelong friends in the Texan, Mudhen, and Bone communities.
By the way, before I go on, I did not know what a Mudhen was. And I'd never even heard of the Mudhen, and like, the Mudhen community. I know what a bone is, B1. You know, I know what the Texan is, but what in the heck is a Mudhen? A Mudhen is an F-15, the Eagle. It's an F-15 variant, the Strike Eagle for versus ground attack. It's a long-range attack fighter bomber, whatever you want to call it exactly, an attack aircraft, that is designed, you know, they have a Wizzo on board, and that's the person who targets and drops. And it's different than an F-15C, which is the regular air superiority version of the Eagle with the square air intakes. It still has a square air intakes, but if you look at it, it's actually got a conforming fuel tank. It's called a CFT that fits basically around the rectangular, I guess, technically, air intakes on the front of the F-15 that stores fuel and gives it longer range so that it can deploy to more distant missions. And I had just never seen it. It has a higher load capacity. It's got that back seat person instead of just being a single seat fighter jet. And so, you know, I'd never heard of the Mudhen before, so I was learning something.
Many of whom have written and called to give encouragement, despite not being able to attend. Specifically, I'd like to recognize a few people that have shaped me as an officer and a person. General Armagos, General Short, General Deal, Flash, Miles, Master, Slam, Boss, Fiero, Jed, Ali, and so many more. Thank you for being a positive influence in both of our lives and sharing in this journey. Your support is felt here today.
I love the just rattling off of call signs. Also, Air Force call signs are different than Navy call signs. Navy call signs are usually, often related to something embarrassing, a screw-up. Air Force call signs are like flash, dart, bomb, kill, shoot. You know, like they're all very, you know, alpha testosterone kind of names, typically, anyway.
The complexity of our mission may have changed, but not the fundamental purpose. We train airmen to become combat aviators, delivering effects to defend and kill for our nation. We do so by being innovative with the resources available and mitigating the risk of operational failure. I'm confident the leaders in this formation are ready and will profoundly shape how the Air Force flies, fights, and wins for years to come. Thank you for welcoming our family back to the Raiders, and we look forward to serving with and for you every day. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you to Seamus for both his time helping me learn things. Colonel Seamus Scotto, best of luck in your future endeavors, even as you continue to be a Boston Red Sox fan, despite being a Boston Red Sox fan. And welcome to Colonel Scott, Bobcat Thompson. We wish you the best of endeavor here, helping our Air Force warriors be trained on board NES Pensacola. Yes, it's a Navy base that trains Air Force, and we have Army component, the 350th, and we have Marines, obviously, and we have Coast Guard, and we have, you know, all kinds of stuff goes on here. 725 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We've got a traffic light out at Bayfront Parkway in Chase Street. Be aware of that. But if you're on Highway 90 over in Pea Ridge, Highway 90 in Bell Lane, we've got an accident that just happened there. We'll keep our eye on it for you. I'm not seeing any delays as of yet, but we're anticipating them. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And by the way, just to connect one more dot for you, you know the B-52 that crashed earlier this week? Terrible mishap. 8 people died. A B-52 normally, now I don't know for sure if any of these are true, but just to kind of realize this community is so small, a B-52 has combat systems officers on board it normally, and those folks would have trained here. I don't know if any of those folks were Wizzos or Sizzos, but it just, you know, we're connected to a lot of these things that you wouldn't normally think of. Hey, if you've got a roof that needs repair or needs replaced and you're not sure with which one, or you know, I mean, that's fine. You might know for sure. Call Quality Roofing Solutions. For 20 years, they have put in 10,000 roofs and a 4.9 rating on Google. I mean, that's really all you need to know. That's an amazing track record. I had a friend who listens to the show, and she, you know, heard me talking about them, and so she called them along with other folks, and she told me, hey, they weren't necessarily the cheapest, but sometimes cheapest is not best. They definitely weren't the most expensive, so she went with them, tried them, and said they did what they said they were going to do. They treated her great. Couldn't have been happier. That's what you want from a contractor. Several people on her street actually have used them since then because of the word-of-mouth advertising. The point is, they'll talk to you like a person. They'll deal with you honestly. They'll do what they say they're going to do, and they'll just take care of you because that's why Brian Ward started the company in 2006. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's strength for life.
This Sunday is Father's Day, so to all you dads out there, happy Father's Day. I praise God for those of you godly dads who are bringing up your children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. That phrase, bring them up, refers to the responsibility that a father has to be a provider for his children. Thank you, dads, for the many ways that you provide for your children as you bring them up. The word nurture in the verse implies protector. So thank you, dads, for being the protectors of your family. And the phrase, admonition of the Lord, implies spiritual direction and sometimes correction. So thank you, dads, for providing spiritual direction with your wise words as well as your godly example. Godly dads, faithful fathers, you that are the protectors and providers and pastors of your home, you are the backbone of this nation. So thank you for your ministry to us, and happy Father's Day.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Bands on the Beach is back. So bring a lawn chair or a towel and get ready to enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music each and every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. This week, the Disco Kiss will be taking the stage, playing the best songs from the biggest bands of the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair, but don't bring any pens or glass. Stop by the Cat Country Tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion.
Something important happens.
You don't have time to wait.
Breaking news lives here.
Here.
On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Captain Caveman!
.729 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Did you just go to move the pot down on your side, John, by habit?
I just did. But Captain Caveman and Son. I remember that, and Son.
All right, very good. Oh, the new gantry is up over Bob Sykes Bridge to Pensacola Beach, the one that they're going to be putting all the toll equipment on later, kind of after the season is, after at least the 4th of July. What's the word I want? John, here's a picture.
Oh, yeah, no. Oh, they took out my toll booth.
The toll booth's not gone yet. They're going to be working on all that, but yeah.
Little steel things.
Not the most aesthetically satisfying thing I have ever seen in my life. I'll just put it that way. David Wayne will have your local news coming up next after Fox.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Vice President J.D. Vance is not flying to Switzerland for more talks with Iran. Instead, he remains in Washington.
The meeting has now been postponed. The White House putting out this statement saying the plans for the upcoming technical talks have not been finalized, and the U.S. delegation has been prepared to depart at the first available opportunity. But the logistics of these negotiations have never been simple or predictable.
Fox's Max Gordon in Dubai. Gas prices continue trending down.
Dropping, thank goodness.
I think this is a bit of relief that everybody could use financially.
Those drivers filling up in Cleveland. AAA says gas now averaging $3.97 a gallon for regular. Shots fired in Times Square, New York City. Well, police say a fight broke out involving a large group of teens. A 17-year-old arrested. No injuries reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. Cloudy. We've got 79 degrees. We'll get a look at our forecast here in just a few minutes. Well, one of Pensacola's most talked about infrastructure headaches is finally getting fixed. Pensacola City Council voting unanimously last night to award a $1.58 million contract for Wayside Park and 17th Avenue improvements, including the first safe pedestrian path under Graffiti Bridge.
For the first time, we actually have a safe pedestrian walkway. You don't know how many times growing up here I've seen people take their bike or run, literally run, not in running shoes and whatever they're wearing, running under the Graffiti Bridge in as quick as possible. So we'll now have a safe way for people to use that.
Mayor D.C. Reeves from last night's council meeting, and that contract was awarded to Loftus Marine LLC of Pensacola. The project also including a new boardwalk, parking lot repairs, removal of existing dock and gazebo at Wayside Park, and that overhead height detection system designed to prevent truck strikes on Graffiti Bridge that have been a recurring problem over the years. Work on that is expected to begin soon. Baptist permits for the Baptist demolition permits for the Baptist Tower, that is, have been approved. Mayor D.C. Reeves announcing at Thursday's council meeting that residents will begin to see external demolition work soon. The mayor said the city's been holding monthly community meetings on the Baptist Hospital Legacy Campus redevelopment with Councilman Delarian Wiggins and will continue those through the summer. Another meeting is planned in July. Well, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the Bushlight Fishing Family Rodeo gets underway tonight on Pensacola Beach, and Pensacola Sports Association President Ray Palmer says this is one of the most family-friendly events they've got on the calendar. The tournament runs through Sunday.
It's going to be held as it has been for many, many years in the back porch of Flounders on Pensacola Beach, on the sand there right at their dock. They do a phenomenal job of being our host. And we have multiple 20-something species. It's very family-friendly, kids fish-free with a paid adult.
Oh, so this is...
Palmer says that you don't need a boat to participate in this. You can fish from shore or on the pier. Tonight kicks off with a captain's meeting and a free fish dinner in Flounders. Registration and information available at PensacolaSports.org. Now, the University of Florida's next president could begin work as soon as next week. UF Board Vice Chair Rahul Patel said yesterday that the board could vote as soon as Monday to name Dr. Stuart Bell the interim president. The vote comes as the State University System Board delayed Bell's confirmation. The State Board had concerns about how much authority UF Board Chair Maury Hosseini had in the hiring process. Patel told the Tampa Bay Times that the dispute involving Hosseini doesn't have anything to do with Bell. He says it's unfair and harmful to Bell and to the university. And it is 7:35 right now. News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. We're still dealing with that accident that happened over in Milton on Highway 90 in Bell Lane. Not seeing very many delays associated with that, but I wanted you to be aware. Also, we have a traffic light out at Bayfront Parkway and Chase Street. And also, I'm starting to see some traffic build up on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 in that construction zone. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Drying out on this Friday morning after what's left of Tropical Storm Arthur spread widespread heavy rain throughout northwest Florida. A flood watch does remain in effect until 6 p.m. as rain chances stay in the forecast going into the afternoon as a trailing cold front moves in and out of the area. It will be warm with temperatures in the upper 80s and very muggy, and rain chances do linger into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Marianne Caldwell with your WEAR First Warning Weather.
And it is 82 degrees. We've got cloudy skies. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Dan Loney with Your Money Now. A new report from Goldman Sachs says that college students are moving away from AI-exposed majors and going towards fields with strong job growth like healthcare and engineering. Enrollment in those majors rose about 3% this year, while computer science and programming each fell more than 10%. Nippon Steel officials say they expect the American market to remain buoyant, supported by import tariffs and resilient demand, which could lift earnings at U.S. Steel beyond current forecasts. Vice Chairman Takahiro Mori said he is confident U.S. Steel will be able to post profits more than $624 million this year. Nike has unveiled a custom sneaker for women's basketball star Caitlin Clark. Her game shoe is the fifth WNBA player to have a custom sneaker. Clark's sneaker was highly anticipated after the releasing of her custom logo last year. The new sneaker is going to cost $140 in the U.S. and $135 in the rest of the world. Wall Street is closed for the Juneteenth holiday, and that's Your Money Now.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is the station Pensacola turns to first for breaking news.
And I'm Steve Taylor in the newsroom with breaking news right now. The Department of Justice is about to announce an indictment for Cuba's Raul Castro. Let's listen live.
First for breaking news.
Breaking news this afternoon. NASCAR legend driver Kyle Busch has just died.
Keeping you connected to Pensacola and the world. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Hello, everybody. For those that don't know, I'm Coach Mike, Michael Etheridge. My wife was supposed to do all the talking, but she told me I had to be here. So I'm going to make it work. At Golden Elite, for those that don't know, we have been in the Pensacola area 20-plus years, and our goal is to inspire young people, not just from the field of track or, you know, track and field of sports, but for self-preservation. And that's what we do. We got kids that's been in our program that was featured on Good Morning America as the fastest kid in the world. And we got kids in our program that has never won a medal or a race. But yet and still, when you talk with them, they have something on the inside of them that makes them become more of what they want to become or who they are or where they're going.
Coach Mike talking to the Escambia Children's Trust last week, and you know, we talked earlier about the very weird incident with Rodney Jones showing up and wanting money. They're in negotiations between the attorneys. And sometimes I think, you know, we don't hear enough of the good stories. And, you know, this isn't going to be a story about a whole lot of kids, not maybe a statistically relevant one. But I thought this was just such a great story about how the Escambia Children's Trust has, and especially Coach Mike and Golden Elite Track and Field, has made a difference for at least some kids.
We got involved with ECT last year, and I want to say thank you to each and every one of you, because we have kids in our program that, because of you, they're able to see something different in their life now. We got kids that have come to me and say, Coach Mike, I want to be part of your program 2 years ago, but my parents couldn't afford it. My mom told me, or my grandma told me, that they don't have the extra money to allow me to get in your program. And then when we came here and y'all saw our vision and trusted our vision, it opened doors for some extreme opportunities for our kids. And I have two of our athletes here with us today, and I want to speak, if they don't mind, if I can do that, on their behalf.
Two athletes there today, beneficiaries of the Escambia Children's Trust through the Golden Elite Track and Field Program.
One of our athletes is Sanaya Hughley. She attends PHS. And Sanaya, when we first met her, my wife fell in love with her. She said, we're going to help this young lady become who she can become. Right now, Sanaya, she's going to probably get mad at me if I talk about the school grades and when we first met her, one going to class and GPA was to the point, it was pretty low, and the confidence level in her and just so many unstructural things that were going on. And because ECT allowed her to become part of our program, it opened a variety of doors for her, now just in track and field. Am I on the timer? Because I got to make sure I get this in. Okay.
You know, it's one of those things that if you have a healthy family or grew up in a healthy family or just one that, you know, even healthy, I'm not trying to insult anyone. I'm just saying, you know, kids who are at risk, the difference in their lives that a good mentor and especially a good athletic program mentor can make is immense. And so to me, this is a great example of, this is the kind of impact that funding youth programs can have at its best. This is best end of the spectrum kind of stuff. And I know, you know, not every story is going to be like this, but You take a girl who's struggling, not going to class, not doing well in school, but she has athletic potential, but her family can't afford to put her into any kind of a program. Along comes the trust, funds her ability to participate at Golden Elite, and her whole life has changed.
So right now, Sanaya, she has brought her GPA up. She attends with, she started going to class every day because she knew if I didn't go to class, I couldn't go to practice. And if I don't go to practice, I'm not part of something that's caring about me and pushing me and driving me to become better. Right now, Sanaya, she ended her track season at PHS as the number one female hurdler in Northwest Florida. Just
best hurdler in Northwest Florida. And John, I know you've done a lot of coaching at U Sports. This is resonating with you. You're feeling it for sure.
Yes, definitely, man.
This is the best of what youth athletics is supposed to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not just be an activity that they can do, not just be a burden to the parents, do travel ball and all of that, but life-changing coaching, mentoring, inspiration, responsible adults, safety net parenting, however you want to describe it. This is the best of what athletic programs can do for our kids.
Not only that, it opened up the door for her to be accepted by Nike. I remember we stood up here. She was one of the athletes that Nike said bring her in, and she never had been to New York. She never had flown in her life. So ECT, again, a broad area of what you've done in this lady's life for helping us to help her. And in Nike, she was exposed to something that she just dreamed about, college scouts calling her and talking to her and, you know, having her feel good. And she, again, going to class. Now she's A's and B's in all her classes and brought her classes up.
Love it.
Getting ready. She's just a junior, getting ready to put herself in a position to graduate next year. Just a week ago, Under Armour accepted her for a national championship, and they crowned her. They crowned her as the All-American female in the Under Armour championship. And so, Sanaya, I want to say I'm proud of you. She just recently received a call from one of the most prestigious sport programs for youth in the world.
Right? Now, is that going to be every kid? Of course not. But, you know, it's a starfish story, right? But for that one, we made an enormous difference. I'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Wow. And it's bringing back memories of seeing, you know, the boys that I coached graduate this year from Pace High School,
yeah.
Milton High School. So proud of the men they have become. So, sorry, I had
learning,
to throw that in.
Learning how to gain confidence, walk differently, learn a skill, brag, joke around, make friends, look you in the eye.
Handshakes.
It's so much more than just playing a game.
Yes, it is.
And that's, yeah, it's hard for people who have never, I mean, people who are connected to it, you know, and we're just reminding you of what you already know. For people who have never experienced it or not connected to it, you're like, U Sports, I don't know about U Sports. Well, shut up and learn.
At graduation, I was like, know him.
Like, this is one of the reasons why I think, you know, a lot of things that you might say about Commissioner Lumen May, okay? People have all kinds of different opinions and whatnot, but his whole life has been invested in, you know, youth sports. And there's a reason that people in the community adore him for it, recognize him, know him. He knows all these kids by names, you know, the kids that turn out well, the kids that don't turn out well, you know, all of that stuff is just, it's meaningful. Anyway, we'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still working that accident over in Pea Ridge and Highway 90 and Bell Lane. Not seeing any road blockage with it, but it is still an accident to let you know about. Also, traffic light out at Bayfront Parkway and East Chase Street. Again, just want you to be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know, I don't like telling this story particularly because it doesn't have a great outcome that I can give you. But I do, I just want to give you a picture of how things can go the other way. Okay. When I was teaching in St. Louis, I had a student who was an Olympic caliber sprinter and hurdler. And she was amazing. And I mean, I can see her face to this day. I don't want to tell your name for reasons I'll tell you in a second. She was amazing. And this is in, you know, St. Louis, okay? And she lived in a very poor area of town. And there's just no good way to say this. If you've got little kids in the car, you probably don't want to have them listen to this, okay? So turn me off. It's okay. you got kids and you don't want them to hear it. So her mom sold her to men. This is a, you know, 19-year-old girl. And sometimes she'd stay with her mom. Sometimes she'd stay with a friend. She'd be on the couch over here. She'd be at the house over there. And, you know, there was one time where, you know, she came to me and she's in just, you know, in trouble. And we let her stay with us for a week or two. I don't remember how long it was. It wasn't that long. And I just, you know, trying to get her out of that situation, just trying to get her to safety, trying to get her help, trying to get her. And, you know, she was a great student. She was charming, lovely, athletically talented, all the things you could possibly want. And I don't know what became of her ultimately, you know, but best guess is things didn't go the best. She kind of went back, you know. We couldn't find a great solution for her. And the only reason I mention that is because athletics for some people is an incredible way out, an incredible alternative opportunity. And, you know, it's beneficial for everybody. It is life-altering for some. Not necessarily because they go and compete in the Olympics or because they get a contract from Nike, but because of all the other things and the doors and opportunities that can open for them going to college that would have never been possible. So I am a huge fan of athletics and coaching. And, you know, you hear, like, Chip Simmons used to coach football all the time. It's just, anyway, I don't want to leave you just with that story. I just want to tell you that when we think about how things can be for some children and some young adults, it can be a great story. It can be an awful story. And there are people dealing with things that you just cannot imagine as, let's just say, a normal middle-class American. So I'll leave Coach Mike with a story about another good kid, you know, great kid. So we kind of leave on a good note. This is, again, what the Escambia Children's Trust can do for people.
And when he became part of ECT, we knew automatically we was going to be dealing with something really special. And that's, I call him KJ. Everybody want to know why. I don't know why I call him KJ. But it's, how you say your first name, Captain? Colin Eccles. He's a junior also. But
call him KJ.
He is the number one high jumper in the state of Florida amongst all high jump athletes. And when I first met him, he wasn't. He wasn't. He's also number four in the United States of America when it comes to high jump. Just to let you know, he has jumped over 7 feet high from the ground up. And that's amazing. Since he's become part of ECT, he's gotten calls from Miami. He's gotten a number of calls. We were at Under Armour as well. They accepted him. And he is the number one high jumper in Under Armour track and field history right now. And so he has a number of things going his way.
When we talk about Pensacola being the city of champions, you know, great athletes. And again, it's not just the athletic accomplishment. It's all the doors that opens, all the opportunities that makes, and the development for the people. So, you know, how many of these stories? I don't know. But I really appreciate that the Children's Trust is, you know, having people come in and talk at these meetings and talk about the things that they're accomplishing because, you know, as we, I mean, we're not actually going to be voting on it, but as we consider whether the program is worth continuing to fund, you know, I think there are good arguments on both sides. But I want you to have the arguments on both sides. And so much of the press coverage around the Children's Trust has been so negative that these stories maybe haven't been told quite as often. 751 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You've got to try the new TikTok diet.
Just ask Chad.
I just take blue-green algae.
You just have to eat kale. Kale, kale, kale.
I read you should put butter in your coffee.
Or you could trust your gut. When it comes to your energy, digestion, and overall health, how do you know what's actually right for you? That's where Viome comes in. Viome is a simple at-home gut health test that looks at your body's real-time biology using RNA to show what's going on inside you right now. Not trends, not guesses, your biology. With your results, Viome gives you clear, personalized, actionable guidance. Which foods help you, which ones don't, and which supplements your body actually can benefit from. All based on the world's largest gut health databases and thousands of clinical research studies. Many people who use Viome report better digestion, more energy, and an improved mood within months. So stop guessing. Start knowing.
And maybe still eat the kale?
Maybe. Learn more at Viome.com/know. V as in Victor, Iome.com/KNOW. And use coupon code Viome50 to save $50 off your purchase.
And eat everything blue.
No, thank you.
Join Stefan Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
If you're talking about it, we're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
Good morning, 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The toll grand tree is up on 399 going over to Bob Sykes, and, well, it's up. You know, remember how everybody pitched a fit over the cost and they did not like the decorative archway that Commissioner Hofberger had wanted to put in originally? Well, here's your sign.
Literally, here's your sign.
Steel girders and, or, you know, poles, and it's not the prettiest thing I've ever seen. I'll just say it that way. John Pickett, John Concur.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
Sure is there.
Kind of embarrassing.
Sure is there. All right. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John.
All righty. Let's see here. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29 through that construction zone, expect about a 5-6 minute delay there. Also, still dealing with the traffic light out at Bayfront Parkway and East Chase Street. Seeing some long wait times at that. And also the wreck that happened at Highway 90 and Bell Lane over in Pea Ridge. If you're going westbound, just a minor delay in that area. John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
You sure that delay is 4 or 5 minutes and not 6-7 minutes?
6-7.
Hey, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality cars. In fact, you know, one of the things when you go there is if you decide to look at the price of the car, they'll give you a sheet that's got all of the numbers, and then at the bottom it's the out-the-door price, and that's all you ever talk about. And if you get that number to where you like it, that's it. There's no, like, later on adding the left-handed temperature converter underbelly fee or whatever, you know, all the different weird things that people try to slip. They don't do that. It's just that price, okay? Now, that price sheet will be attached to a Carfax, so you can see the automotive history, maintenance, whatever, repairs for that car. And to the degree they've been reported, okay? It's, you know, dependent on voluntary reporting. In any case, that's good. Now, if you're going to go buy a car from somebody else, like, I don't know, on Facebook Marketplace, you know, you're going to meet Jim at the Walmart parking lot and buy a car. I mean, okay. You know, people do it all the time. But get a Carfax, and you can get it for free from Frontier. Like, they will literally help educate you in buying a car from somebody else. You say, what? Yeah, no, they will, just to be helpful. They can. And listen, a Carfax is not the end-all, be-all of car information. I strongly recommend that if you're going to buy a used car from somebody, you go get a used vehicle inspection. John, you are nodding your head vehemently, yes?
Oh, yes.
It's worth it. What is it, $250 these days, something like that? Well worth it.
Worth every cent.
I have a whole story. I did a used vehicle inspection on a car I couldn't make sense of. This is back in Arizona. That car had been salvaged, titled, wrecked, and T-boned in Texas,
no.
Moved across state lines to Arizona, repaired, not had the airbags installed, the fuse was wrong, they had the fuse out and the light was on, and then we put the fuse in, the light came on. I'm like, what is going on here? I'd learned that because there's no law. I mean, it wasn't even, there's no agency. It's a crazy system. Anyway, my point is, get a used vehicle inspection. Or buy from Frontier, in which case they warranty the cars for 10 years or 100,000 miles, so you don't have these kind of issues. Anyway, Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for 29 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. And yeah, I was like, man, this is a smoking deal in this car. Why is this car so cheap?
Oh, I bet it was. Mm-hmm. Now you
know. Be careful. David Wayne is in the, and I actually tried at the time. I tried calling like state and local and federal agencies to like, who's responsible for making sure this doesn't happen? Nobody.
No, nobody at all.
There's nobody. Well, you should call here. You should call here. You should call here. Who's protecting people? Nobody.
Nobody.
It's crazy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. A federal judge ordering U.S. customs officials to release the president of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. Salah Sarsour has been in ICE custody in Indiana since March after federal officials argued he was a foreign policy threat. A judge issued an order Thursday calling Sarsour a lawful permanent resident of the U.S. Judge in Missouri blocking almost all of the state's abortion restrictions. The circuit court judge upheld the voter-approved Reproductive Freedom Amendment in a ruling on Thursday. And Andrew, movie theaters across the country were packed for previews of Toy Story 5 yesterday. Showbiz experts are telling Deadline that the latest entry in the Toy Story franchise could break records. They think it'll make up to 14, or it made up to $14 million in previews on Thursday. The previous record was $12 million, and that record was also set by Toy Story 4.
All right, very good. Yeah, we saw a preview yesterday. I went to see Mandalorian and Grogu yesterday, which was, you know, it was fine. it was a TV show on the big screen, you know, set in the Star Wars universe. We had a great time. I mean, the show was great, but, you know, the movie. Anyway, so I was insulted yesterday. They do these little trivia things for the, what's the Spielberg movie? I forget the name of it. Anyway.
Disclosure Day.
Yeah. It was trivia around that. And it literally asked a question. What line does E.T. say? Is it call home, phone
Local
home, go home?
Morning, 5 to 9 with Andrew McKay.
So old.
News Radio.